This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Cheryl Kaplan back in from the Oregon State University Extension Service. Talk about some things happening currently. You have the plant clinic going on. Maybe explain, first of all, what that's all about to begin with.
Oh, absolutely, Kyle. And I'm here representing a volunteer group housed through the Extension Service called Douglas County Master Gardeners. Several hundred Master Gardeners who have gone through the training and are volunteering and doing different programs. And one of them is this plant clinic, which is kind of an interesting name for a service where you can get your questions answered about what's happening in your garden or your yard or with your house plants. Now, we're getting into the winter months, and so our hours are slowing down, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to come talk, that we're open Mondays and Wednesdays in November from 1 to 4. And then in December, in January, it'll shift to just Mondays because those are pretty slow months for the gardening scene. But what a great opportunity to come in and visit with an experienced master gardener. And where do you go? Oh, boy. So you head to the close to the courthouse. There's the OSU Extension Office. I've been here long enough to know that it's referred to as the Annex. It was a church at one time. Go down into the ground floor, and in the back of the hall, you'll find a plant clinic there.
All right. And a lot of times people have plants that they take a good shot at, but they really don't know what they're doing. And so that's really a chance to get some help from people who do.
Yes. Or if you're just puzzled by what's going on with my plant, you know, I tried something new with tomatoes this year, and I grew them in straw bales that I had partially decomposed in a fairly shallow raised bed. And you know, I didn't hit the mark with it. I got a lot of great leaves and not very many tomatoes. So that's something that I might be asking some of my fellow master gardeners that are more versed in growing tomatoes than I am.
Right. And I have pretty much not succeeded at growing anything. So I have just given up and gone to the store. But a lot of people, I mean, it's a great hobby. It's a chance to be outdoors. And a lot of people really, the last few years, it kind of started with the 08-09 recession and then going through COVID and stuff. People, you know, wanted to get a little closer to their food supply and get more involved in it themselves.
Plus, you can also find out that working with your hands physically in soil is soothing to the body. There's that body to soil connection that really helps to rejuvenate a lot of people and just is a great stress reliever. Now, if you can't garden, it may not be a stress reliever.
It would just create additional stress. No, I had a lot of epic fails on that one. I'll talk about one of the classes coming up Logan Bennett's doing.
Yeah, so Logan Bennett is a small farms program manager, and he's doing a very interesting class on Friday, December 9th from 10 a.m. to noon. It's the shiitake mushroom log class. So you'll go there and you'll learn how to prepare an oak small log for this, inoculate it, and then you'll be walking out with your own shiitake log, which can produce a lot of mushrooms over the next several years. There is a fee for the class. It's $15, and you need to register through OSU Extension here in Douglas County.
And a lot of people are pretty fascinated with mushrooms. I mean, there's a lot of interest in that.
There is, and shiitakes are one of my favorites. So,
why are they one of your favorites?
I just like the way they cook up in soups and stirs and soups and stir fries.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. See, and I've never been a mushroom fan. My wife puts them in things and I pick them out.
Oh yeah, and these are hideously expensive. Well, they are more expensive than ever at the grocery store. Let's just put it that way. So having your own log could be a way to save some money in the future.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the plant clinic and being a master gardener. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things are going on this type of year with the master gardeners?
Well, people can still head out, especially these fine days that we have this week. Head out to the Discovery Garden by River Forks Park and check out what the many sites in the Discovery Garden look like right now, so you can get an idea of maybe what you'd want to do to your own yard at home. But inside the greenhouses each week, there's a hub of activity taking place. Master gardeners are working with seeding perennials and vegetables and propagating plants, all in preparation for our big plant sale, which will be the first Saturday in May. In fact, I was really interested in one of the greenhouses. We have a lot of succulents growing, which are those really thick-leaved, very interesting plants. Those are quite popular right now. And one of our master gardeners is taking one of them called a Darley Sunshine, which is kind of a mint green rosettes succulent, and it turns pink in the sun, and then when it's colder, it turns kind of a purple color. Anyway, she has put some outside, and she's not protecting it just to see from, you know, science experiment, how is it going to survive winter around here? How will it take the cold? So then we know better when we're selling these plants to people at the plant sale, what kind of temperatures can they handle? She's also testing something else because she's thinking that succulents, you know, maybe people want to branch out from growing succulents inside their house or in, around their yard. So she's doing coral bells, which is an evergreen perennial with really beautiful flowers and foliage. So stay tuned. There may be a chance to buy some coral bells next year as well.
Well, now in March, already getting through winter and thankfully to spring, you've got a gardening class that's going on then.
Oh, yeah. So March, you know, you've already had several. If you're a gardener, you've had a number of gardening catalogs show up. And so your fingers are just itching to get out there and do something. And on March 11th, save the date, March 11th, so we have a Spring into Gardening class. It'll be out at Phoenix School, and the Master Gardeners put that on, and you need to it's helpful if you register for it, but you can also show up at the door. And there are concurrent classes going on, and I think you have a choice of four different sessions. So
spend a few hours there and kind of learn a lot of different things aimed based on what maybe you're really trying to find out.
I picked up a lot about raising peppers last year that I was really excited about. And I'll tell you, I had a bumper pepper crop this year, so that was great.
Now, as we get closer to that, do they do registration ahead of time?
Yes, they do. And it'll be through the OSU Extension, Douglas County. So if you just Google, like, Douglas County Master Gardeners, you'll get to our page and our website, and that'll have information on it as we get closer. But, you know, right now, if you Google it and you're interested in soil testing, we have a document up now that tells you, like, the good time, best time to collect soils. We're starting to get into a wet season, so it's not so great. You probably want to wait until the spring to have your soil tested, but the guidelines are there and how to take the sample and get it to us.
So if you are gardening this time of year, what are you doing?
Well, one thing I'd recommend, and doing it like soon, if you haven't already, is put mulch around your berries for winter protection. And so, like, on around blueberries, you could put some sawdust mulch. They can handle that extra shot of nitrogen. And then maybe leaf mulch around some of your other berries, an inch or two in depth. And then definitely clean up the leaves and any fallen fruit under any fruit trees that you might have. That's for sanitation purposes. But you can leave leaves piled in certain parts of your yard. Even if you don't have fruit trees, but you have, say, maple trees, leave some piles of leaves there because parasitic wasps, that's good ones that will help you out, and caterpillars use them as homes. And so you can get them off your grass and off the sidewalk so you don't slip, but then maybe leave them piled up in the side bed.
Or can you just take a leaf blower and go into the neighbor's yard? No, I guess it's not probably real popular.
We'll just leave that up to everybody's conscience. How's that? And then if you have...
I don't own a leaf blower, so I'm not doing that.
And if you have houseplants, a lot of people do, this is a good time to start reducing the fertilizer because they're going into their winter mode with the shorter daylight hours.
Wow. All right. A lot of information, a lot of advice, Master Gardeners. And again, you guys have got a page linked off of the OSU Extension Service.
Yes. And we also have a Facebook page. So if you want to follow us on Facebook, you can do that.
All right, Cheryl Kaplan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:40 at the Morning Report.